Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, all talking about all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Meatloaf Monday, because it's always about the food. You know that. Meatloaf Monday. Well, listen, I'm in dipper number one of the day here. I'm talking about public broadcasting. Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the parent organization, the big umbrella, if you will, that had covered down on NPR and PBS all these years, announced on Friday it will shut its doors after the rescission bill passed in D.C., and they lost over $1 billion in funding. What does that mean out at the local level? Do we get to see Sesame Street anymore in Alabama? I don't know. Let's bring on somebody who does know more about it than I do. Todd Stacey. Todd Stacey and I have known each other for a few years. He's the founder and publisher of Alabama Daily News. You can see them daily on aldailynews.com. But Todd Stacey has a long career, 15 years, I believe, somewhere in politics in D.C. Used to work for Congresswoman Martha Roby. He spent time working in the State House, and he is now running daily AL Daily News. Todd Stacey, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. And by the way, one thing I forgot to mention in my overly long intro was you're also the host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. So there. How about
right.
that?
Right. Yeah, I figured that. You probably want to talk more about that than you do daily news.
Well, it all blends together sometimes, but listen, man, let me get your thoughts on it. Give me the broad brush perspective, first of all. I saw one report that said that APTV, Alabama's public television, could lose up to $3 million in funding. What do you know? What's going to happen?
That's right, and I have to caveat this at the beginning that I may not know as much as a lot of folks do, or others do, that are in the organization. I host Capital Journal. I manage the news side of things, and that's my job. I try to stick to that. I don't get into budget discussions. It's not really appropriate, you know, for me to. But I mean, it's just been so public, and I've talked with folks, and I can do my best. Obviously, with the rescissions package, yes, that will, in the end, results in about $3 million over 2 years from Alabama Public Television. And the way that works is Congress allocates funding to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and that is like the pass-through entity. That's the entity that gives grants to everybody else, from NPR to PBS and all of the more than 100 local public media stations. So that's our cut. And that's, you know, that's about 13% of the overall budget, which is nobody would do well with that. It's a concern. There's talking with our executive director, Wayne Reed, he comes from the commercial side. You know, there's just a lot of uncertainty. They're going to have to do things differently. That maybe some silver linings there in terms of some more local programming, some more state-focused programming. You know, maybe there are some decisions to make about, you know, some of the programming coming down from national. I mean, we, you know, have quietly had complaints for years about NPR is the true. I mean, they've just gone off the rails.
Yeah.
But PBS too, in many ways, especially on the news side, NewsHour and Washington Week. Washington Week is pretty egregious. So, you know, one thing I didn't know is that Jack Williams, who you also served with,
right,
who works for APT, he's been making that case to NPR, to CPB, to PBS, like, hey, y'all are killing us. Y'all's insistence on adhering to this far-left ideology and just doing nothing but attack Trump all day, you're killing us, because eventually this is going to come home to roost, and it has.
Well, I think it definitely did. I mean, and they finally wore out their welcome to the point that they were no longer welcome. So, all right, 13% of the budget, that's a huge whack. I mean, I can see where that had been painful on day one. But let me ask you this. First of all, does APTV, to your knowledge, do they also receive funding through private donations and other things, kind of like the Corporation for Public Broadcasting did? Do they receive their funding through any state resources? I don't even recall from my days in the legislature if APTV is in the budget, but I seem to recall that they are. What's your recollection
it
on
is.
That? That's what I thought.
Okay. It is. It's both. So now, in, you know, Alabama Public Television, just like a lot of smallish state, public broadcasting doesn't get nearly the percentage in, you know, private contributions from viewers like you that, you know, stations in New York or Boston or, you know, huge markets and everything like that. So, yes, it is in the ETF. It's in the Education Trust Fund. That's because a big part of what APT does is education-based. A matter of fact, before I came on as host of Capital Journal, I didn't know how much went on in the education space. So all that's in the Education Trust Fund. But now there are, you know, you could see that change over time. Maybe there are more, maybe it's a more general fund thing. But as you know, the general fund has traditionally just not had the same flexibility. So yeah, there's a lot, Adam. It's there, you know, every year, and we work hard to justify that and make it stretch, which I think we're going to have to this time.
Well, so what do you think, man? Are we going to lose Sesame Street in Alabama? Are we going to see no. programming continue? Is APTV going away? What's your thought on that?
No, not at all. I don't know what would happen if Sesame Street complaints would mount up. But that goes back to what I kind of briefly mentioned about programming decisions. So part of that $3 million I mentioned, a lot of that ends up going back to PBS. It's kind of this weird system that I've recently learned about that. So APT has to turn around and pay PBS for certain programs.
Wow.
And so if some of that goes away, you know, then maybe we'll be in a different spot. And Sesame Street has its own program for which you pay. So I'm absolutely sure whether it's Sesame Street or Daniel Tiger and all the other education-based, whether it's state or national, those are incredibly popular, and you won't see anything like that happen. But no, ABC's not going anywhere. And a lot of people don't know that Alabama Public Television is the first public television that was ever started in this country. It preceded PBS by more than 15 years. So it's been around and going to continue to.
Well, and I suspect that's true. You know, I made the point earlier before you came on that, one of the Crimea River stories that I pulled off the hill was how small radio stations, in this case radio, NPR-based radio stations, like in the Bering Sea area in Alaska, are the only thing they say that some people even have. And okay, well, I get it, but what's going to wind up happening is, in a federalist sense, so to speak, if the states want this to remain, then the states will find a way to make up the difference, and or the private sector will jump in and say, we got to support the local station. That's going to wind up having to be sort of the build a better mousetrap version of running a business than being subsidized by the federal government. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and I think like for something like PBS, I've not seen any reporting, but I would be surprised if they didn't have just a huge influx of donations from their base. And I also suspect there's kind of audience capture going on, just like everywhere else. Everybody does it to a certain extent. But, like, let's just say that PBS had changed their tune, had said, okay, you know what, we're just going to be fair and stop this, you know, this left-leaning tendency. Well, then that would have really irritated a lot of their audience, right?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy to it. So I don't think you're going to see that be a problem at the that's the kind of the interesting thing about it, is the target is NPR and the target is PBS. And yet they're going to be fine because they have just an enormous fundraising base. What the unanticipated target was, you know, stations like APT. That's okay. It's going to happen. There are talks about treating those entities differently. I think there was a lot of interest in doing that this time because a lot of lawmakers there on the Hill, we heard from all the time, we love APT. We like our local and state folks that are fair and just do it right. We don't like NPR and PBS, but unfortunately, the way the funding work was so intertwined, there wasn't enough time to figure it out. That doesn't mean they won't try to do something like that in the future. They're just going to have to figure out a different pass-through mechanism because that was the role that CPB served.
Well, and I think it's interesting. I mean, we're watching CPB close its doors. They say they're winding down, like within the next 60 days. I mean, this is going to be like they're shutting down pretty quick by all rights. You know, you can look at Trump sort of dismantling the Department of Education, and yet it's going down, clawing and scratching and filing suits and everything else. CPB seems to have read the handwriting on the wall and decided that their charter is over, and they're just going to go ahead and call her done. And then NPR and PBS will be, I guess, set free to do what they do and to survive the way every other business survives. I think it's going to be interesting to watch. I think it's also probably time. I know at the same time there's going to be some pain. I will say this, $3 million, that's the loss to APT. You and I both know there's that much in the couch cushions in the State House. They can find $3 million if they wanted to make up the difference at the local level.
Well, yeah, and again, I don't really get into that. It's not really appropriate for me to.
Sure.
We do our job, and I'm very proud of what we do at Capital Journal. I'm completely confident that we don't have any kind of bias. I mean, you know me well enough to know that just the fact that I'm the host is pretty telling of the idea that it's not going to be left-leaning. We're just trying to tell the truth, and, you know, there is no really statewide news focus on the legislature and on Congress and things like that. So it is filling a need, but it also comes with and that would be tough to do from a commercial side. I'm not sure you could get the kind of ad revenue. That's why the program's been along like it has. And so we're just going to keep doing that. The questions about funding, that's, you know, over my head. But we've been having a lot of success at Capital Journal with growth, doing interesting things, getting around the state. We're about to go back to the Business Council Conference this weekend. So that's what we're focused on, just doing a good job telling the truth and really just helping tell Alabama's story. And we got a lot of good feedback, you know, from the legislature. That's our job, and that's what I'm going to be focused on.
Well, listen, we'll keep posted, and if anything new happens, we'll holler back at you and see if you can give us a straight skinny on it. But for right now, Todd Stacey, founder and publisher of the Alabama Daily News at aldailynews.com. We appreciate your time, man.
You bet.
All right, take care. All right, you guys, listen, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. I saw some breaking news a moment ago on the screens here in the studio that I'll be telling you about in case you hadn't already seen it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.